This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A classically trained Cleveland pianist is creating masterpieces out of classic video game music. For this week's Shuffle, I talked to Rob Kovacs about how he combined his two loves, music and gaming. Most of us can hum along to the theme of Nintendo's signature Super Mario Bros. Game of 1985. Kovacs has that game and more than 300 other NES classics at his suburban Cleveland home, and the cartridges all still work. We sit in his living room to play one of his favorites, Marble Madness. He has the sound connected to giant speakers.
It's time.
After I lose, we move over to his grand piano, where he performs that theme from Marble Madness. Kovacs is a composer and piano teacher who grew up a gamer in the 1980s. A couple years ago, he started a side project called 88-Bit, named for the 88 keys on the piano and the simple 8-bit music of the early console games.
That game in particular, I think, is one of the most unique mix of composers. Like, you can hear Stravinsky in there, Ravel, Debussy, and it's very progressive for a video game soundtrack.
All of those songs, to me, are just, they kind of like run in a loop in your mind.
Exactly.
But in the video game format.
Right.
Of the kind of doot, 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 doot. What is that sound created by in the actual game?
That's a great question. It's a sound chip in the Nintendo itself produces the sound, performs it, essentially, when you play the game. The limitation was the space that you had to deal with. Now there's no limitations, so you can kind of do whatever.
Yeah.
But the limitations are what made the early music unique and stretched composers to think out of the box, how much can I get into this little space?
So it's not actual, like somebody recorded the music?
No one recorded it.
And that's what you're doing?
Yeah, and there's lots of people now who have been making video game covers. The Zelda Orchestra, the Final Fantasy Orchestra. So there's a whole like community of people making video game music.
What's the process that goes into that?
So the process to arrange it starts with having the game and then downloading a NSF file, which gives you the full soundtrack. And then from there, I take another program and I can isolate each voice. One is a sample. The other one is a noise track. So like, and it's like, or usually used for like snare drum or drum sounds. And then the other three are actual pitches. So I can isolate every one of those and hear what each voice is doing. And then I write it out and I score it. I use a program called Sibelius, which is a notation program. And I write them out, practice the crap out of it because they take a lot of work.
So is the goal to do all of the classic Nintendo games?
That's the goal. With the mindset like of, you know, shoot for the stars, land on the moon. So if I get a lot of games done. And the goal is also to have other people play these arrangements, put a lot of work into them and make them very playable. And also, like, for a very skilled pianist, they could learn these well and also program them on their own concerts. That would be awesome to see.
Kovacs acknowledges tackling every single Nintendo game will be a challenge, considering there are nearly 700 and each one takes several months to arrange. You can find links to his YouTube channel at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.